at WNAW-FM in New York. I mentioned another incredible occasion in the summer of 69. Actually, I was thinking of two, one quite personal and one quite general and public. And here's a way of putting the two together. I'm going to play another commercial for you. Now, don't let that put you off, because this one's rather special. This was a live commercial that I did in the first hour of my first program here at WNEW-FM back in the summer of 1969.
Woodstock Music and Art Fair, the three-day Aquarian Exposition at White Lake in the town of Bethel, Sullivan County, New York. Friday, August 15th, you'll hear and see Joan Baez, Arlo Guthrie, Tim Hardin, Richie Havens, the incredible string band Ravi Shankar, Sweetwater. Then on Saturday, August 16th, it's Canned Heat, Creedence Clearwater, Grateful Dead, Keith Hartley, Janis Joplin, the Jefferson Airplane, Mountain, Santana, and The Who, the hottest group on the scene right now. Sunday, August 17th, the band, Jeff Beck, Blood, Sweat, and Tears, Iron Butterfly, Joe Cocker, Crosby, Stills, and Nash, Jimi Hendrix, The Moody Blues, Johnny Winter, and that's not all. Tickets are available by mail or at your local ticket agency for any one day at $7, 2 days at $14, and for all 3 days, just $18. A special two-day ticket is available by mail only for $13. For tickets and information, you can write the Woodstock Music and Art Fair, Box 996, Radio City Station, New York 10019, or phone Murray Hill 70700, MU70700. Remember, the Woodstock Music and Art Fair is being held at White Lake in the town of Bethel, Sullivan County, New York. They've had their hassles, but it looks like everything's going to be okay.
Come on. What's that? Hey, peel back and let him through. It's room for everything to drop. Oh, here they come. Yes, shit, detail.
Everybody's ground getting comfortable now. Starting to fit just right. Sit there. Look at all those people around you. Get acquainted. Have a smoke.
To get back to the warning that I've received, you may take it with however many grains of salt you wish, that the brown acid that is circulating around us is not specifically too good. It's suggested that you do stay away from that. Of course, it's your own trip, so be my guest, but please be advised that there is a warning on that one, okay? Elliot from Harvard, the hitchhikers you picked up need the pills from your car. Please go to the information station right away. Louis Pitnick, your brother is in the Paulsburg police station.
Number nine.
Let's welcome Mr. Richie Havens. Thank you.
guitar mic.
Certainly delighted to be here today. I'd like to start off our portion of the show by giving you a taste of a little something we call rock and soul music.
Keys.
touch my bags if you please, Mr. Customs Man.
Yeah, it's far out, man. I don't know if you, I don't know, like how many of you can dig how many people there are, man. Like I was rapping to the fuzz, right? Can you dig it? Man, there's supposed to be 1.5 million people here by tonight. Can you dig that? New York State Thruway is closed, man. Yeah, a lot of freaks.
Yes.
Thank God I'm going home by helicopter.
Commemorated on record, on film, and burned into the memories of a whole generation plus. It's Joni Mitchell and Woodstock. 10 years after, live at the festival, I'm going home, Arlo Guthrie, Richie Havens, Country Joe. Wish we could do it all for you, but we're just sort of skimming highlights. And we will continue moving into the new decade after these messages at WNAW-FM, Metro Media Stereo in New York. Which is unlikely at this point, but what the heck, certainly possible. Since 6 p.m. on Friday, we have been examining the 10 summers of WNEW-FM. For our part, yesterday, for the 13th time, we looked back at sets of four songs, hits more often than not, reflecting the music of summers past. And we went from 77 to 67. Today we're reversing the process a little bit. Started out at 10 o'clock with 67 and working our way up to the present. And stopping at landmark events and the music that either recalls them or was inspired by them. And we had just reached the summer of 70, which I'll tell you about after we take care of a bit of service here. In case you don't already know it, Sunday parking rules are in effect today in the city. And the Henry Hudson Parkway will be closed to traffic in both directions between 57th Street and the GW Bridge starting around 8 o'clock tonight. This is due to the fireworks display on the Hudson River. Also, traffic will be banned from Riverside Drive in both directions between 72nd and 160th Streets. Things will reopen as soon as the fireworks display is over. Weather-wise, it looks thusly. The 11 o'clock temperature reading 80 degrees, humidity 62%. Our forecast partly sunny, warm, and humid today with the chance of a passing shower or thunder shower. It should not be too much of an interruption, however, if it is one at all. High in the 80s, fair and mild tonight, low in the 70s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and quite warm, high 85 to 90 in the outlook for Wednesday. Continued sunny and warm, high around 90. It is 23 before noon at WNEW-FM in New York, and we had just made it into the first summer of this then new decade, 1970. That was the year that I inherited the early morning show from 6 a.m. to 10. And that probably explains why it's largely a blur to me. I remember very vividly every morning at about 5:30 a.m. reading about the Manson trial on the train ride into work almost every day that summer. It was the summer that we finally had to deal with the reality that the Beatles were no longer with us. However, Let It Be opened in theaters across the country, and we could go for ourselves and see the cracks that were beginning to develop in the dream. It was an incredible summer music-wise. For me, anyway, it contained one of the most spectacular days of music I've ever experienced. Early in June that year, I saw The Who perform Tommy live at the Metropolitan Opera House, and then made it down to the Fillmore just in time to catch Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young's electric set. And it was also the year that the Beach Boys got themselves back together with new music and a new label, and one could only say to themselves, it's about time. The group was thinking the same thing.
Little did I know the door I was to find. No. winding road disappear. I've seen that road before.
From the soundtrack of the motion picture that served as kind of an epitaph, Let It Be, The Beatles' Long and Winding Road, Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young before that, their gripping live performance from the Four-Way Street album of Neil Young's Ohio, inspired by the event that took place in May of that year, and a hit single for CSNY in the summer of 70, Ohio, The Beach Boys from Sunflower. And it's about time. 11 before noon. WNAW-FM in New York. Recorded live at the Fillmore East, March 12th and 13th, 1971, and then they returned for the closing night sets as well, the Allman Brothers Band and Hotlanta. Scott Muni before that with his reminiscences not only about the closing, but about our special a year later in a then-deserted Fillmore. We continue with 1971.